This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
Just got married. Look at that. Bang! Bang! Yeah! Sorry, fellas, I'm off the market. I'm spoken for. It was interesting. Yeah, I feel like, you know, I'm over 40, so it's about time, you know? And that's why I feel like we got a good chance to make it, just because there's less time for us to be together, you know? Like, I'm looking down that football field, I'm like, 20 yards? I could make that dash right there. Like, no matter what the defense throws, I'm getting in the end zone. Only 20? Yeah. It's good to get married around 40 because we're gonna make it. No matter what, my wife knows I'm not going anywhere, you know? I'm over 40, I'm not doing this again. I'm too tired. You know, we've been together 5 years. Like, this is it. I don't care what she does. I'm making her stay. She could cheat on me. I'll just be like, you know what? Move the guy in with us. You know, like, he's got kids. I'll fucking raise his kids, too. We'll all live together. I'll just tell the neighbors we're Mormon now, so it's not weird. I don't want to make it strange for the community, you know? It's like, is he living with the guy who's banging his wife? It's like, respect his religious freedom, okay? He follows the laws of Joseph Smith. Or as I like to call him, American Jesus. It's an interesting experience having a wedding, you know? Because the day before the wedding, I've never felt more important to a person in my entire life, you know? This is my wife's childhood fantasy. She's been dreaming about it since she was little. We're 24 hours away from this big day. She planned it herself. You know, I'm an integral part of this thing going good. That's a lot of power to have. I'm a very important person that day before. That's why, looking back, I'm thinking, you know what? I should have blackmailed her father at that point. I should have been like, look, called him up and been like, I need $500,000 in cash in a duffel bag, or somebody's gonna have a sad little girl tomorrow, you know? Like, I will be on a plane to Miami. That's why I don't understand why more grooms don't get kidnapped the day before the wedding. If you were a smart criminal, that's who you'd kidnap, because you're definitely getting your ransom. There's not enough time to tell the cops she needs you there. You will get your money. She will be like, Daddy, sell the fucking house. We are not letting these Albanians ruin my big day. God damn it. I will hook myself on the street if I have to. I'm fucking getting married tomorrow. But the day of, yeah. I don't mean anything. I've never felt less important in my life. Yeah, I'm just an extra in her movie at that point. Like, I'm just another guy in a tuxedo around the queen. I learned that early, man. We showed up. We got married in a castle, of course, because my wife didn't pay for it, so that's how that decision was made, you know? We saw a real small venue. She was like, I don't know. I just don't feel like a bride here. I was like, yeah, I think I have a hunch why that might be, you know? If you were paying for it, you would have walked into the first subway and been like, this place is perfect. Oh my God, everyone gets their own 6-inch and Sun Chips? They get to pick their own flavor? Too good for my friends, I'll tell you that right now, fucking. Harvest cheddar, that is a beautiful flavor for me. My wife planned the whole wedding. Oh, did she train? Oh, it was like, there's Olympic athletes that did not train as hard as she did to get into that fucking dress. For 12 months straight, I just watched my wife drink mustard. That's what it was. She'd be putting mustard on an ice cube. She's like, don't judge me, it's my cheat day, okay? Like, I'm binging today. She planned the whole wedding, dude. Planned it herself, she was serious about it. She wrote a whole itinerary, she sent it to all the groomsmen. It was intense. It was like a, you know, just bullet points where we needed to be every 15 minutes. The only thing missing on that thing was a swastika. I'm being honest with you. Like, she was like, 7:15 be in the lobby. All the groomsmen must be there. straight. Upstairs, 15 minutes later for the photographs. Stand in order of height. If anyone's missing, we will kill your whole family. That's what it felt like. It was intense, you know? That's the fun part of the wedding, right? Pictures. Ah, that's what you want to do on your big day. Professional photo shoot for 4 hours, you know? Got to record the memories, and the memories are just taking photos, you know? That's what I remember about that day. Just being annoyed at taking fucking photos. They make you stand in all these poses. The photographer is like, just make it look natural, you know? And then he had every one of my groomsmen help me with my tuxedo jacket. They're all trying to put it on. So if you're looking at the pictures, it just looks like I'm a paraplegic or something. This guy's arms don't work at all. And then they just had us adjust each other's bow ties. That's fun, just staring into the eyes of all your friends. You look at the photo album, you're gonna be like, this was definitely a gay wedding right there. Like, those two guys are deeply in love. We showed up there early. She was already up there in the bride suite. She's up there in like this palace up there, like there's 15 terraces, heated floors, little slave girls just dropping grapes into her mouth, you know? Paparazzi following her around like she's J-Lo. She's got to go to the bathroom. Somehow one of her friends does it for her. I don't know how that happened. I got to go. Don't get out of that dress. Just think it to me, and I took it for you. Yeah. It's your big day, princess. But I know nobody wanted to come, you know?
If you like what you hear, please subscribe to the Comedy Dynamics YouTube channel and follow us on social media for daily stand-up comedy clips and more. Comedy Dynamics Daily is produced by Brian Volk-Weiss, Brian Adams, Rachel East, and Stuart Lindvert. Comedy Dynamics is a division of the Nacelle Company. Thank you for listening.